This is Theodore Bailey.
By a remote, I'm Diane Roberts. More than 342,000 people have died around the world from COVID-19, with well over 5.3 million people infected with the virus. The hardest hit country remains the United States, with more than 97,000 deaths and more than 1.6 million confirmed cases of the respiratory illness. China said Sunday during a press conference relations with the United States were on the brink of a new Cold War, fueled in part by tensions over the coronavirus pandemic. The country's foreign minister said Washington had been infected by a political virus, compelling figures there to continually attack China. But he offered an olive branch by saying China would be open to an international effort to find the coronavirus source. The comments came during China's week-long annual parliament session. Hundreds of millions of Muslims around the world were celebrating a muted Eid al-Fitr, many under coronavirus lockdown. But lax restrictions offer respite to worshippers in some countries despite fears of skyrocketing infections. The three-day festival, which marks the end of the holy month of Ramadan, is traditionally celebrated with mosque prayers, family feasts, and shopping for new clothes, gifts, and sweet treats. This year, the celebration is overshadowed by the fast-spreading coronavirus, with many countries tightening lockdown restrictions after a partial easing during Ramadan led to a sharp spike in infections. In addition, Islam's two most important mosques closed to worshippers in Mecca and Medina. More nations ease lockdown restrictions in a bid to salvage economies and lifestyles that have been savaged by the pandemic. Churches were reopening in France. Spain's Football League announced it would kick off again June 8th, and thousands flocked to beaches in the United States, where lockdowns and social distancing have become rights issues. This is VOA News. Arriving at a Jerusalem courthouse for his corruption trial, Israel's veteran Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said he is standing tall with head high. He's set to become the country's first sitting premier to face criminal charges over a string of corruption allegations, which he denies. Fresh from forming a new government after more than 500 days of electoral deadlock, Netanyahu was expected to begin a new battle in the Jerusalem District Court to stay out of prison. The 70-year-old was indicted in January for bribery, fraud, and breach of trust. Protests against his rule were scheduled shortly before the opening of the trial, which is expected to last months, if not years. An earthquake of magnitude 5.1 struck a province in western Iran Sunday, the U.S. Geological Survey reported. At least five people have died and hundreds have been injured. State TV there says most of the injuries were caused by crowd stampedes as people ran out of their homes in panic. Hong Kong police have fired volleys of tear gas in a popular shopping district as thousands took to the streets to march against China's proposed tough national security legislation for the city. Pro-democracy supporters have sharply criticized China's proposal to enact a national security law that would ban secessionist and subversive activity, as well as foreign interference and terrorism. Critics say it goes against the one country, two systems framework that promises the city freedoms not found on the mainland. Sunday afternoon, crowds of protesters dressed in black gathered in Causeway Bay, a popular shopping district, to protest the proposed legislation. The bill would bypass the city's legislature and make it possible for Chinese agents to arbitrarily arrest people. Funerals were held for those killed in a plane crash over the Pakistani city of Karachi as the death toll rose to 97. There were two survivors. The plane crash landed in a densely populated area of Karachi, but no deaths on the ground were reported. Officials said the black box flight recorder has been recovered from the wreckage of Friday's disaster. Arshad Malik, the head of Pakistan's International Airlines, said the pilot's last message indicated a technical problem. He told controllers he lost power from both engines. Flight PK-8303 was flying from Lahore to Karachi. Pakistan only last week resumed domestic flights it had suspended due to the coronavirus pandemic. We have more on these and other stories on our website, www.voanews.com, and you can also download the app. By remote, Diane Roberts, VOA News.